Welcome to Living Chassidus. Together, let's live the Chassidus we learn.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Chassidus in the Morning. 15 minutes to change our lives. Start off by giving some tzedakah. Because G'dayla tzedakah shemakarvus agula. It's Hashem and Zchus of tzedakah. And our learning should bring Mashiach. We're going to also daven for Liach Bat Reno, that Hashem, her amongst all the Yidden, especially the unfortunate captives and all the soldiers and all the Yidden Yisrael, all the Yidden around the world, should have only good, should come home. We have enough of these galus. And through the course of our learning and our applying the learning, should bring Mashiach. Take it from Yad Mamish. Okay, on page 333. Yeah, so he's going to explain today basically what we've been going on about, but in a very nice condensed, like, not condensed, but like wrapping it up, so to speak, in a very nice way. Yeah, so let's see. Page 3, and we'll easily finish the parak and this maimon. And then we have 4 more maimonim to go. Finishing up. Okay. Yeah, and we're talking about before that there's mazalis, that there's a whole process has to come. Ultimately, yesh ma'ayin. But for the hashpa, gash, ruch needs to come to gashmas. And what we get in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, how it comes down daily. So one thing we said, it has to go through this thing called the mazalis, and there's a whole judgment going on. And so one of the reasons we're seeing here, it has to go through the mazalis, is also so... it condenses. The challenge is we want water, so to speak. But Niagara Falls water doesn't help us. And you're like, why? But you want, like, I could get so much water from Niagara Falls. It's like, yes, but you couldn't use it. It's too much for you. You need to have all those condensations and all those pipes till you get to the pipe in your apartment. You just turn it on, or your house, you turn it on and it works. But that's a process. And we don't want to, you can't skip steps. You skip steps. You know, you ever turn on the tap or something and there's like too much water pressure? You just like spray everywhere, you know? It's like a Pesach time when you take off the little filter over there, slow it down, and it goes wild. And that's what we're saying. So all these things that at Tzimtzumim, the Tzimtzum is the revelation. And that's what's happening. So this whole thing we look at as the mazalos is a problem, but it's also it's part of the solution. Because gashem hashpa, you in order to make it more gushim, to make it better come down more physical. Because in order for it to become the hashpa, to become gashim, it has to also go through these mazalos. The lower it goes, the more it has to be megushim, become coarser and more physical. Therefore, through being included in the mazalis, that the chesed, so therefore, through being included into the mazalis, because that chesed to come down into the physical, be able to come physically down. Because even the spiritual garments of the world of Asiya, but the spiritual Asiya, heim levushim ruchnim, the spiritual, so umameilin automatically einum malim masterim kolkach, they don't conceal themselves enough. But if in shitis gashim item that through that it will become physical, hashpa liyeshafa gashmas, we actually get physical hashpa, and ultimately the direction from spirituality doesn't end off in physicality. The end of the road is not physicality. It always stays spiritual. And therefore, through these things, like the mazalis, it's causing it to become, actually help it become physical. And therefore, being at the mazalis are the ones that can seal totally the light. Until to be able to create actual physicality. That it makes sense. It's great physicality. Mamash recalls that who rock belavush that shitzgas mashpa. It's only through the garment that will include, will make physical the hashpa. Aval hashpa atzma he mechinas chesed elyon, but the hashpa canal like I said before is all spiritual. Like we say, hazanas elam kulei. Like we say in benching, Hashem sustains the whole world kulei betuvei with his kindness bechein chesed. With grace and kindness, this is the five chasadim, the five gevuris, five kindness and the five severities of Atik, which commotion is by Lelach when before Maim Yud Ches, Perik Beis. Shemisham Nimshach when his Chalek Shefa Chesed L'Chol Echav Echav Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and that's causing it how it gets brought out to every single person on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Lafi Oifin Kabbalas Malchusa Yisbarach a love. Rosh Hashanah, the way we took upon ourselves Hashem's kingship, the yoke of heaven, on Rosh Hashanah. Ulefi oifen hatshuva sheloi becharata, and also according to hatshuva on Yom Kippur, of our remorse, hamitis, al yidei he'avah, through the past, the kabbalah hamitis al abba, and also the resolutions from for the future. Bekim ha'teira of mitzvahs and fulfilling of teira mitzvahs. B'shumei ra'ah v'aseh tov in staying away from bad and doing good. B'peil mamash, literally. So all those things that happen have an effect. Yeah, and it's, you know, one of the things which you realize is every day has its avodah and has its thing, but it doesn't come in a vacuum. A friend of mine, a doctor, he also says, you ask him a question, you know, oh, my son, this happened, chas v'shalom, whatever, I need this. So he says, I can't answer you in a vacuum. Meaning the question is stemming from a certain area, a certain place. And that place, with that information, and that's also b'chal, when someone speaks to you, there's a hole, it's a vacuum. They're just telling you some information, like people ask you a question. You know, like they say, you don't answer the question, answer the person. You have to understand the story behind it. What I'm saying is that we can't expect that today, I daven well, so everything's good. It's all connected. We're not in a vacuum, and it's connected to our Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So, which means in simple terms, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a very serious day. It's very important not to be taken lightly, not to be taken depressingly, chas v'shalom, and try our best. And trying our best also means, you know, especially when you're married, you have kids and stuff, and you have less control. You always have less control, but you realize how much you have less control in the situation. And so you come. It could be, you know, you're on the way to shul and your kid says, I need to go home to the bathroom, whatever, or something happens and suddenly you come late to shul or something happens and then all the, whatever reason it comes. So that's whatever happens, happens. And you come with a smile and you come and you do your avodah to the best of your ability. It doesn't have to be perfect, quote unquote. Perfect doesn't mean that you did everything the way you planned it. Perfect means you're able to continue going with the punches. You try your best. Whatever happens, you keep on going. You don't scream at your kids. You're not in a bad mood. You're serious and you try. You know, and if your kid needs you, so you go to your kid. Of course, everything with moderation and, you know, having knowing to know, organizing yourself and all the things that you have to prepare. But what we're showing is that what happens today is very much affected by what happened in Shem Kippur. That's what we're seeing. And vice versa. That also what happens today is very important. They're all connected. Yeah. Actually doing good, staying away from bad and doing good. All those achatzes that we take upon ourselves in Yom Kippur. They're all very important. And the Hamshacha, what's being drawn down in Yom Kippur, comes from the level of Malchus of Atzilus. And every day is drawn down the Hashpa of Chesed from the level of Malchus of Atzilus, like we explained before. And it's getting clothed, this whole process, into these lower three worlds. According to the way of a person's avoda every day. So every day, our davening makes a very big difference for this whole process. It's the macro and the micro. What happens in Yom Kippur is very important the whole year. What happens today is very important for today. And you need both. See, the Yerin Haches and Ha'elyurin, Mim Madrega, the Madrega, this lavish will wish him Tartain, Yasim, that it goes from the high Chesed all the way down and goes to clothing, so through all these garments. Ayedezem is Gashem Hashpa, Yasim. And then the Hashpa becomes very misgashim, very coarse, and very, yeah. Aj mislabesh belavushay hamazal still is included in the garments of the mazalis. Shal zeh, shal yidei zeh nas v'chinas chesed gashim amash. And that causes it to be the physical chesed. The physical chesed comes down through this whole process. And the mazalis are a very important aspect of it to make it from ruchnis to gashmis. To kitzum. Chesed ha-niktav la'ad v'mesh shon av yom kippur. The chesed that is set to a person v'mesh shon yom kippur. K'mei shehu adayim b'malchus d'atzilus, as it is still in the level of malchus of atzilus, l'deah achas, according to the first opinion, hu pashur adayim. It's simple, and it's not actually what we're going to get in our physical world. But l'deah habeit, but according to the second opinion, hu ruchani, it's more spiritual. V'chdei sh'yeh gashmi, in order for it to become physical, einei maspik, it's not enough to be included in the vessels of Yetzirah, but it's only through the inclusion of the mazalis. According to the first opinion, nothing is here on the day. You have to daven for what you're going to get. Rav Yosi, you need daven today to get anything, because at this point, it's still all spiritual. According to the second opinion, that it actually comes down, but the way it comes down is still spiritual. So it's here, but in spiritual form. It's like you could say, maybe... You could say, according to the first opinion, there's nothing in the kitchen. You have a bank account in the store. You can go get it. And every day you have to go to the store and buy. According to the second opinion, you have it already there, but it's not made. And it could be that the gas is not going to work. Could be the pots and pans are going to be dirty. You're going to have all these issues in the process. And you're doubting every day that food that's already there should actually come onto my plate and sustain me. The etzem hashefa de chesed elyon hu me'atik de... And the central flow, the chesed of chesed comes into our physical world. It's coming from Atika Kadisha, from Atik, over Atik, which is the level of Keser or Ratzin. Like we said before, the level before Chachma, which is our Ratzin within us. For example, within us, we have our Chachma, intellect, and we have emotions. That's how we generally work. Intellect and emotions. Thought, speech, and action. But what's deeper than the intellect is the ratzin, is our will. We have a will to live, a will for things, the deep desires that need to be fulfilled. But you have, not to get to the will, you have all these other things you need to take care of first. But the will is something very deep. It's what makes you feel purposeful, meaningful. And if you always take care of your emotions, you know, and your intellect, but you don't take care of the will, it's not going to work. Will is the thing that when you look back in life, what did I achieve? What was, you know, and then what, and that's also the question we ask is, what do I want from life? What do I want to achieve? You know, and together with that, it could be also, we have to understand, is what I want from life what I'm meant to want? It's very deep, but it's an important thing to understand. Hashem has a plan for us. What's my plan? Is my plan Hashem's plan, or my plan my own plan? And does my own plan confide with Hashem's plan? Is it in the same kav? Is it in the same idea? Or is it something else? If it's something else, it's a problem. If it's the same, then that's good. But it's a very important question to ask ourselves. Where are we going in life? What's the goal? Yeah. And mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will start Maim Chavdalad. Chavdalad. Chavhei, Chavav, Chavzayin, Chavches. We have 75 more. Chavches is very short. It's a summary of take your message. But yeah, it's been a very, very long journey and a good journey. Yeah, we started just a few weeks after Simchas Torah. Anyway, everyone should have an amazing day. Should hopefully do some Chazara and have only Chesed. Like we said, that Adonis Olam Kula B'tuva B'chein Chesed Rachmim, that sustenance Hashem gives us should come down today in our physical worlds, in our physical lives, and we should see it. Have an amazing day.